Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back into The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app. We're very happy right now to be joined by a two-time Super Bowl champion. He is also in the Patriots Hall of Fame. He does fantastic work for NBC Sports, and he's a commentator on Football Night in America. Rodney Harrison joins us on the show today to help get you ready for Sunday Night Football between the Chiefs and the Broncos. Rodney, appreciate you hopping on today.
No, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
This is a very different Chiefs team since the last time that you guys had an opportunity to watch them. You guys did the Sunday night game against the Buffalo Bills, and things have really turned around for Kansas City since then.
Absolutely. And offensively, you know, they get Clyde Edwards-Helaire back, and really, to me, he's the X factor. We know what they can do in the passing game and what they've accomplished in the past. But to me, this is the guy that really gives them that physical presence. He's a guy that takes pressure off of Patrick Mahomes. And he's a guy that they haven't really even utilized his ability to catch the ball out of the backfield. So it's so much more room for this offense to grow, and I'm excited to watch it.
That's what I've been saying on the show is I've been really surprised, especially coming out of LSU, that they haven't utilized him in the passing game more. They threw it to Darrell Williams a lot in Clyde Edwards-Helaire's absence. One thing I'd like to see this offense really grow and improve is using Clyde in the passing game more.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, even when Andy Reid was in Philly, he had Westbrook, who was an excellent receiver out of backfield. So it's known that Andy Reid likes his running backs to have the ability to catch the ball and make plays out of the backfield. And the thing with him is he's so small and so powerful and has such great balance. It's so difficult to tackle him. So now you get him in open space. You know, he makes one guy miss. You need two or three other guys flowing to him. So he's just a very difficult matchup, and he keeps those chains moving forward.
Right now we're talking to Rodney Harrison, who does great work for NBC Sports and Sunday Night Football. We talk about how you saw this team against the Buffalo Bills, and now you're covering them this Sunday against the Broncos and the drastic change. I don't know if there's a bigger change than on the defense. You were a great defensive player. What do you make of this turnaround from this Chiefs defense?
Well, I think, number one, they've gotten a little healthier. And I think, number two, and probably the most important thing outside of health is they're back hungry. They're playing with passion. You can see they're flying around playing defense. Like, you think about what they did against the Cowboys. I turned on the tape, and I think the first two or three plays, they're blitzing. You know, the very first play of the game, I think Tyrann Mathieu comes out, and he blitzes. But to me, that sends a message to your players. Like, coach is saying, Spagnuolo, we're going to be aggressive. We're going to come after these guys. We're going to show them different looks. And I love that because that's when I think they're at their very best. And I tell you this, man, I'm really pumped up about that secondary. You know, those secondary, you can say what you want. Those young guys, they fly around. They play hard. They compete. Yeah, they give up some plays. They make some mistakes. But a very good bunch that you can continue to, as a coach and as other players, to build around. I really like that secondary.
There's been a couple of changes I've noticed with the defense, and I'm sure if it pops up for you on the film. Number one, once they made the switch from Daniel Sorensen to Juan Thornhill, I think you've really seen a more athletic, better secondary. I also think they're doing a much better job of getting after the quarterback than they did the last time that you got a chance to really watch this team when they played the Buffalo Bills. Chris Jones is playing at a really high level. He's healthy. Frank Clark is healthy. He's playing at a high level. And I really like the addition of Melvin Ingram.
Yeah, no doubt. Those guys are playing outstanding up front. And really, Chris Jones is the guy that sets the tone. I mean, he's the guy when I was there last time. You know, we had a chance to interview him and hang out with him, and he's a big load of fun, great personality, good person. But when he's on that football field, he dominates, and those other guys feed off of him. But you look at all the young linebackers back there, they're starting to play better, taking better angles, coming up there, forcing the run, making tackles, you know, just doing the things that they're supposed to do. And you know, you talk about in the secondary, Juan Thornhill is the future. Daniel Sorensen, he's a guy that can come in and replace those guys. But at the end of the day, he's not better than one of those two safeties, Tyrann Mathieu or Juan Thornhill. Let those guys play. Juan is an up-and-coming safety. He's very athletic. He's smart. If he can stay healthy, he's going to be eventually. He's going to be a Pro Bowl safety.
When you watch Thornhill, what do you see on film?
I see a kid that has natural instincts, a good athlete, and a kid that's learned a ton from Tyrann Mathieu. If you're around that amount of greatness mentally and physically, and all that experience Tyrann Mathieu brings, and the passion in which he plays, and you can't get pumped up. You can't learn from that. Then something's missing. But you can tell when you watch him play that he's learning a lot from Tyrann.
Right now, we're talking to Rodney Harrison, former Patriot, former Charger. He's in the Hall of Fame for both organizations, joining us to take a look at Chiefs and Broncos on Sunday Night Football. I want to ask you about Tyrann Mathieu, because there's been a lot of conversation about Tyrann's future in Kansas City and should you lock him up long term. I think one pushback people have is paying a safety past the age of 30. You played until the age of 36 years old and still played at a relatively high level. How do you feel about Tyrann's ability as he continues to get older?
Well, if I were Tyrann, if I had a chance to talk to him, I'd tell him like this: look, bro, you're in a great situation with Kansas City, and I know you want to get paid. Maybe they can't pay you $15. Maybe they can't pay you $15 million a year, but maybe you guys can agree at $9 or $10 million a year. That would be something that he has to look at and say that he's comfortable with. But ultimately, if you want to retire with the organization and you're an older player and you got a young safety and you got some other young guys in the secondary, you can't, you know, as a veteran player, you can't eat off the bone too much. You got to make sure that it's comfortable within the organization, that you can still fit in salary-wise, and then you can be there and possibly finish your career there. But if I'm Tyrann, it just depends on where his priorities at. Maybe he's at this stage and point in his career where he wants to do something different. He wants to experience maybe the NFC or something like that. But maybe he says, you know what, I've made plenty of money, I'm financially set, I'll finish my career with the Kansas City Chiefs. That's something that I would do, especially playing for Andy Reid, the way he takes care of players, Patrick Mahomes. You know you're going to always be right there competing. So if it's me, just like I did, I took a little less money to come win some Super Bowls, and the rest is history.
Keeping it with the offense and kind of your evaluation of the team, a lot has been made about this blueprint to figure out Kansas City, and a lot of it has been kind of centered around two high safeties, don't let anything get behind you, don't let any big plays happen, and kind of keep everything in front of you. As you watch film and evaluate this offense, what are you seeing maybe differently this season versus what we've seen the last two or three years with Mahomes in this offense?
Well, I'm not going to get into comparing various times. The main thing here is what Patrick Mahomes has to do. You know, he's used to being able to come out and just sling it down the field, and defenses take notice of that. So they say, you know what, we're going to force you to take the long, hard way. We want you to go on extended drives, 8, 10, 12 play drives, and see if you can do that. See if you have enough patience, because they know how anxious Patrick Mahomes is for the big play. So now he has to adjust his game. He has to be a little bit more patient, finding Clyde Edwards-Helaire out of the backfield, short, quick passes, nothing like that. Because eventually, if he can really instill that in him, getting rid of that ball quick, just picking up the 5 or 6 yards, that's going to frustrate defenses. And defenses are going to start bringing that safety down, and then that's what's going to open up those shots down the field. And that it comes down to Patrick Mahomes being a young quarterback, learning how to mature and really evolve in his game in terms of patience. And that's what I see, and that's what he needs to continue to do.
You watch and follow and cover this league every single week. I can't think of a season that has been unpredictable as this one. One week, you're riding high. The next week, you're losing to the Jacksonville Jaguars. You're losing to the New York Jets. Who do you like in the AFC? Because it's been really hard to see that cream sort of rise to the top.
Well, everyone, you know, like when the Chiefs are struggling, I was always getting that question. And I always kept saying, the Patriots, the Chiefs. The Patriots, the Chiefs. Why? The Chiefs, I'm always with the Chiefs. Why? Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes. You know those guys? They're very competitive. Eric Bieniemy, smart, competitive guys. And you know that defense. That defense, they ask me, well, is it talent? No, it's not talent on the defensive side of the ball. They have talent. But when you have an offense that you're used to putting up 30-something points, you take them for granted as a defense. And now that defense is starting to say, our offense isn't the same. So we got to start stepping our games up. Look around. Look at the talent we got. Look at Melvin Ingram. Look at Frank Clark. Look at Chris Jones. Look at all the plethora of talent that we have. Now they're utilizing it. They're back playing aggressive. And when you play aggressive, you have fun on defense. And that's what you see on tape. Them guys flying around, having fun, and winning ball games.
We were talking about this with the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holsis, earlier in the week, that the AFC is going to regret not knocking Kansas City out. Kansas City stumbled out of the gates, and when you have a champion down, and you know this well just given your time in New England, you got to keep them down. But the AFC, no one's really run away with it and created that separation, and it's allowed Kansas City the time to kind of figure itself out and find itself, that now they find themselves firmly right back in the mix and arguably the best team in the AFC.
You're not gonna keep a team like the Chiefs down. You're not, because they got too many dogs on that team. They got too many guys, you know, going to Super Bowls, competitive guys, guys that have championship pedigree. You're not going to have those guys lay down, plus the coaching staff. When you've had that level of success, it's a natural tendency for everyone to kind of relax a little bit. They got humbled. They've gotten their butts kicked. They've gotten embarrassed at times in this season. Now you see Patrick Mahomes. He's starting to adjust. You see the offense. And I'm telling you, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, he's going to be the one. It takes all the pressure. I'm taking the pressure off of Patrick Mahomes, because if they play that two shell, Andy Reid, stay patient, run the ball 30, 40 times, and just milk the clock, wear them down physically with Clyde Edwards-Helaire. That should be the game plan. And force that safety, force Justin Simmons, force Kareem Jackson into that box.
I want to ask you one question about the Broncos. Patrick Surtain played a fantastic game. I'm sure you know his father very well from his time in the league. How good do you think this Broncos defense is? Because on paper, they're a top five defense in the league, but you're going up against a top five offense in the league on Sunday night.
I don't care about all that top five crap. What's top five? Top five is when you play in a pressure game, you step up on Sunday night football. You show me a top five Sunday defense on Sunday, and then I'll say the Broncos will win. That's what it comes down to, being able to play well under pressure when the bright lights are on. So forget about the stats. Forget about the average and all that. Can you play under pressure? Can you play in certain situations? Can you make the play when it's available? That's what I'm looking for the Broncos, okay? And we know that Teddy Bridgewater is a solid quarterback, but he's going to have to step up and make plays. He's going to have to step up and make some key throws. It can't just be this dink and dunk against this defense. He's going to have to be able to step in that pocket and deliver passes down the field and not turn the ball over.
Last thing here, I want to get you out of here talking about your New England Patriots. I'm actually really high on the Patriots. I think the Patriots this year know exactly who they are. They have a quarterback who doesn't turn the ball over. They can run the ball really effectively. They're really solid defensively, and they can take the ball away. I actually think the Patriots are going to win the AFC East. To me, this Monday night game is the biggest matchup of the year, with the Patriots going on the road to face the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, it's a big matchup, but at the end of the day, this Patriots team, they still have flaws. You talk about young quarterback, don't turn the ball over. You go back and watch the film, every game it's about three times he could get intercepted, okay? So it's not like he's playing well, he's doing his thing, and possibly should be rookie of the year. But you go back and watch that tape, and then defensively, you know, I think they just got rushed on for over 240, 50 yards. Like, you got to be able to stop the run and be able to stop the run up front consistently. You can't go far in the playoffs. You know, and I remember, what was that, a couple years ago when Andy Reid took them up to Buffalo and they just ran the ball and Buffalo couldn't stop the run? It's just, you got to be able to stop the run. So the Patriots will be right there because of coaching. Kansas City will be right there because of coaching. And then you probably look at one of those teams from the AFC North, whether it's, you know, Baltimore or one of those, maybe Cincinnati.
That is Rodney Harrison. He is a two-time Super Bowl champion. He is on the Chargers' 50th anniversary team, the Patriots' 50th anniversary team. He is also in the Patriots Hall of Fame, and he is on Football Night in America on Sunday Night Football as the Denver Broncos come to town to take on the Kansas City Chiefs. Rodney, it was an honor to have you join us today. Thanks a lot for hopping on.
Hey, man, thanks for having me. Look forward to seeing you on Sunday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.